Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
All right, something from the NFL yesterday. And as always, how does it impact us? This is what we do here at the Carson Anderson Program. First, we're getting a lot of feedback about the big old tub of pretzels. Seems to be some opinions out there regarding what we said and what was asked. Gator fighting to maintain the comedic integrity of flatulence is, in fact, the most Gator thing ever. Scott Carlton. Kind of is. The question was, can we just normalize flatulence and like treat them like sneezes? Gator doesn't want that world because then they'll stop being funny. And
I don't want to get
that
used
is,
to that.
That is the most Gator thing ever. You guys should try pizza upside down with the cheese right to the tongue.
I mean, you're risking the topping sliding off. The only way you can do that is with cold pizza. And even why the hell would you?
I don't know. Anytime from here on out, when I hear a fart, I'm going to say, God bless you that I'm breathing in the car. Can we please normalize saying God bless you when someone farts? Doug's new nickname is Big Basie One. The best is asking Alexa to do different fart sounds. Does that work? I'm all for normalizing it.
That'd be fun.
I went to Texas de Brazil for the first time and gorged myself on the best salad bar ever. Then the skewers of meat came and I was too full after just a couple.
So you can't do it. You got to remember what you're there for.
Yep.
It's Texas de Brazil, which is this whole meat fest is really what it is. It's fantastic. Keep bringing out different cuts of meat. They slice it right in front of you. They give you they just give you a little bit.
You can ask for a small piece too. Yeah. Like, you know, hey, not too much. Just, you know,
like you got your paddle, like you're rated at an auction, you know, hey, green. Yes. Red. No, no mas. And you're like, let's go. Let's bring some stuff. What do you got? You got a hot link, you know, that's good. But if you fill up on the salad, then you've defeated the entire purpose of going out to a place like that.
Unless you're Doug, and then you were there for the salad.
I don't. Texas de Brazil is lost on.
I like a soup and salad bar. I enjoy.
I do. I like.
I
it too.
Really do. Mm-hmm. And but like Doug, I'm gonna have to go up there. I got to see what's there. I need certain things to be on. You know, the first thing I'm gonna look at is gonna be the dressing, and does the dressing look good? That's the other thing. Sometimes the dressing is a little soupy, or, you know, it's not the right consistency, or they don't have the flavor that you like. I got to have my garbanzo beans. I need some kind of shredded cheese. Yeah, I hear you.
Regarding the Brian Branch suspension, the NFL is legally an entertainment league and not a sports league, just like the WWE. They are under no obligation to give you a real sporting event. That's from Mike in a truck.
No, actually, they are a sporting.
Yeah.
There's athletic commissions and everything else. And
yep.
Drug testing and all types of stuff.
Let's just say if the NFL got investigated over game fixing on some sort of federal level, there could be jail sentences. WWE will not be investigated over match fixing. Tell me you see the difference, please.
That's a fact.
This guy nails it, or female nails it. Whoever you are, you didn't sign it. I wish you had so we'd give you credit. Mahomes behaves like a player who knows he will never get flagged. He embellishes every hit. He taunts like a punk. He slides late to draw penalties, and he pretends to slide to get extra yards. What's next? They make up a tuck rule in the What next? They make up a tuck rule in the playoffs. I don't know what that part means, but I agree. He behaves like a player that thinks he's never going to get flagged. Nick and Shelby, I don't think there's any directive from the league, but there 100% is some sort of mental hypnosis thing going on where the refs, when they're in Arrowhead, they will favor the Chiefs. I don't know why, but they just do. There's way too much mounting evidence to say the Chiefs do get the benefit of the doubt from the officials. That's from Nick and Shelby.
Well, they're told to. That's why, right? It's an edict. Very. You know, why the officials are nice to the Chiefs? Come on, right? It's the NFL.
No, I don't think there's an edict.
Hmm.
I think he's on. I think they just do it out of. I think they're what? Influenced by the celebrity that has become the Kansas City Chiefs.
But this has been going on forever. This isn't just new because Taylor Swift is in the stadium.
No, I think Mahomes has a celebrity value to him now. I think Kelce always had, and now it's been magnified by 30. Brian Branch said out loud what the rest of the NFL fandom has been thinking for years. That's for Bryce from Bryson O'Mower. Don't use the word fix. Try manipulate.
All right.
Hey, refs, this is RG. It would be good for the NFL if the Chiefs wins. Have a good day. That's from Dave in Clinton Township. I don't believe it.
I'm having fun leaning into this a little bit today.
Yep.
Do I really think that there's some sort of bias that goes on? I think there might be an unconscious one that happens. And maybe to your point, because of how good the Chiefs have been, and maybe that just plays into it. I don't think the Taylor Swift thing does. And I think you just go by week by week. I mean, look, they didn't get called against the Lions, but they got called for 13 accepted penalties the week before. So clearly it can go both ways. It's just infuriating when you see play after play against your team that goes on.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Punished. Because it has a major effect on the game. If you're going to call, if we're going to say we're going to take taunting out of the game, and then you allow the league's poster child to go out there and taunt, it's an empty gesture to say it in the first place. Because that's where you come down. So we should expect a fine this week for Patrick Mahomes for taunting.
Okay, and we'll see. We'll check the NFL's game day accountability page when that gets updated. With that said, something happened in the NFL yesterday. The Titans fire Brian Callahan. He was 4-19. They were off to a 1-5 start. He was given a bad football team. They finished dead last. They got the first pick. They opted to draft a quarterback. He has been starting for them in Cam Ward. And they fired the guy. And, you know, I guess when you're a coach and you get a chance to be a head coach and you sign this contract and you're guaranteed this kind of money, there's no reason to cry for them. I just find this cycle of quick firings to be weird, especially in a case like this. They made a long-term investment in a rookie quarterback. They're letting him start right away. It's all about the long view when you're doing that. They're playing the long game, and then they're firing a coach that's not giving them the short-term results that they want. If you said to Brian Callahan, look, we can go get a veteran quarterback or start the rookie. Your job is riding on this. What's in the best interest of the organization? Is it winning right now in year two of Callahan, or is it starting the rookie?
Well, CBS had an article on this last night that pointed out some other things other than, hey, it's you got a rookie quarterback. And Callahan was 4-19 since he took over the job. Obviously, it's not very good. Points per game, 30th in the league. Point game differential, 31st in the league. And they have the worst turnovers per game in the National Football League. But that's just numbers, right?
Yep.
Actual things, they point out in week one, strange decisions that were made going into the half against Denver of decision-making. You've got the ball inside your own 10-yard line with 47 seconds left, and you're calling pass plays constantly, which didn't make any sense. And then you give the ball back to them, and I think they were able to score. They point out that perhaps didn't know the rules on one of these plays, that a receiver thought they didn't challenge a play when they should have challenged it, because the receiver actually caught the ball, his butt came down in bounds, but only one foot, but no feet came down. But that's a catch actually in the National Football League if you do that. He didn't know the rules and said afterwards, well, he needed to get a foot down. No, he didn't need to get a foot down. There are other mistakes that they point out in the article. So I think that they're, it's more than just.
Yeah, it is. It always
getting
is.
To that, and it always is. Yeah, yes. But
it's, so I'll acknowledge
typically,
that.
I would say though, firing somebody not even halfway into the second season is a little extreme, unless you've got something really strong to back it up. And it's the same thing's going on right now in Michigan State, where people are like, should they get rid of Jonathan Smith halfway through his second season? Does that seem fair or not? It doesn't seem real fair, and yet you could talk yourself into it either way.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about this particular case with Callahan, I feel like with a rookie quarterback, you know, throwing with inside a minute to go from inside your own 10, you're just trying to get this guy experience. You're just trying to, it's not about the results of the games that matter. It's about getting this guy up to speed so you can be ready to win as soon as possible. But look, I mean, that's just my theory. And, you know, but this, I always get back to the reason I'm bringing it up. Once again, Gator, not our dysfunction.
No.
We have been through years and years and years as the poster child for organizational dysfunction. And it is so nice to have the consistency that we've had at the head coaching spot, many of the key players that we've got, where the system, I wouldn't say it's running itself, but we're in a really, really healthy position. It's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, and it always needs tweaking, and it needs maintenance. But we've moved beyond the sum assembly required part of the Lions building, and we are at the, okay, let's maintain it and tweak it and make it better. But as important is a culture where there's not things getting in the way of winning. And I feel like when I see dysfunction elsewhere and we see it all over the league, I'm just grateful once again it's not us, because it was for so many years.
Yeah, it was that dysfunction and competence, and we don't have either of that right now.
Interesting column about Tarek Skubal. We'll get to that today at 12:05. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.